allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everybody. I'm going to take a minute to officially welcome Mr. Dudley as the Vice President of the Board that we did during our reorganization meeting, and also to thank Mr. Barber for the help and assistance for me last year coming on, and thanking our board members that re-upped to join us. We're glad to have everybody here. So thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. Any board member comments?
I just got one.
Sure.
I didn't know about if we could do this live again. I mean, I've heard some people were pretty decent at the meeting to do our board meeting live. I think it's good for the public, for the ones that watch it.
Oh, you mean the live stream?
Yeah. Oh, the live stream?
Because you can't make no comments on them, but at least they can, if somebody's home and wants them, I think it's a good idea.
I know I'd want to.
I was at home. I know some people ask if they want to
meet.
No.
Yeah, I mean we can still audio stream future meetings. They go on the website the following day. Yeah, as an audio recording, but we can certainly stream them still if board wishes to continue to do that.
Is that something anybody has any opposition to?
No.
No. Mr. Bennett, thank you.
Good idea.
Good idea.
I mean, just a
couple
people asked, and I don't know how many watch it.
Good. Okay. The only other thing I have is that the committees for the board, I will have those ready for everybody next August, and we'll talk about those in greater detail. So, any other comments? Mr. D.
All right, a couple of things. We've talked a bit in the past about the new grants that are coming in, the ESSER grants, CRISA grants. excuse me. One of the big components of the new grants that are coming forth from the federal government are learning loss grants and opportunities for students. So we're running summer programs as we typically have. We're going to enhance those summer programs moving into the future, but this upcoming year, I had mentioned previously talking about putting together a after-school program for our students that struggle academically, socially, emotionally, to be able to provide them with a bit more of a leg up, those students that are falling behind, particularly at our elementary level, fourth, fifth, and sixth grade. So we are in process now of putting together some plans for that program. A skeleton of the plan at this point kind of looks like a Monday through Thursday after school for about two and a half hours. We'd be able to provide transportation, provide snacks, provide academic support, but biweekly providing a Saturday field trip for those students to have opportunity to see different activities, events, things that are going on in and around this community and surrounding communities that these kids are otherwise never going to have an opportunity to see, do, and participate in. So we're looking at putting that program together at this point, and we'll be talking to you certainly more about this at August. This is something that we're looking at trying to get off the ground for an October start and be able to participate throughout the course of the entire school year. So it's kind of in its fledgling stages at this point, but something we're pretty excited about as we put this together. Quickly, we've still received zero guidance from the state on what September is going to look like. I participated in three Zoom meetings with statewide elected officials today, a couple last week. The elected officials are all in complete agreement that this is information we should have had in our hands at this point, but we still do not from the governor's office. So we're continuing our advocacy work. We're penning letters, 31 school districts that are going to be sent out to the governor's office hopefully by Friday. In reference to requiring that information. The two biggies for us will be lessening the social distancing on the bus and in the cafeterias. Unless and until the governor allows us to fill our buses, we are going to be stuck with an A-B day schedule, as we were this past year. We cannot get our students to school. on the buses unless we have the ability to do that. Additionally, it's still 6-foot social distancing when eating, unless that's changed as well. So it'll present problems for us in the cafeteria and certainly on the buses. So we're working hard with advocacy work in the region to try to get a response to this so that we can get our students back here full-time in-person instruction because we know that's what's best for our students. That's what I have.
So if, just the question, if we have to go back to the AB schedule, then that's virtual for some, or no, it's just...
Unfortunately, if we are stuck with AB day schedule, we're going to have to come up with a way to provide those students that aren't in school on those days instruction. So it's...
Hybrid.
Yeah, so it's all going to be dependent on those discussions that happen at the state level and whether or not we're given the ability to provide instruction the way we all feel it needs to occur. Regionally, we're all very supportive of getting all of our students back. We all want and believe that it should happen. And universally, we feel that the online instruction for our students is not good for them. We want them in front of their teachers. We need to have them in front of their teachers, which is the other kind of a quick segue into one of the items that I have on the agenda that I shared in my Friday note, is that if it is not going to be mandatory by the state, I would like the board to take a position on the online instruction and say we're not going to allow people to take that as an option. We want our students in front of us. It's impacting the kids that are sitting at home, and it's equally impacting our students that are sitting here in front of the teachers while the teachers are needing to pay attention to the computer and all those other things. They're missing out on instruction in the classroom. we need to get back to some sense of normalcy, and we're hopeful that the powers that be at the state will make good decisions for our students moving forward.
Would it help if... Oh, I'm sorry, George.
How concerned are the state leaders with this resurgence of COVID that's going, the number of cases are up?
I can't speak to that. That wasn't one of the topics of discussion that we've had. Regionally, yes, it's ticked up a little bit, but it's not substantial. Our region generally has pretty good immunization rates. You know, we're looking at, you know, some of the downstate areas are getting hit a little bit harder, certainly out to the western part of the state again, and then in areas outside of New York are getting hit pretty hard. But New York State in general is pretty well immunized.
So I would, I think, just as a segue to your letters that are going out, encourage all board members to perhaps reach out to the governor's office in regards to getting all the students back in front of staff, and staff, making it easier on staff as well. I can't begin to imagine what it's going to look like if we have to do things differently this fall as well. It's just been, I can't imagine how exhausting it must be for you as administrators and all of our staff, and how detrimental it is to our students.
So centers want to get them back too, so they're in our corner to get them back in school.
Yeah.
So I encourage you to send any board members, send emails or letters or however we can reach out. Frank, do you have a poll down there?
No, I don't.
It's probably actually the opposite.
I
had a question though with regards to, so what percentage would you say of the students last year were fully virtual?
Fully
just a
virtual?
Rough idea of the population. 20%.
I think we had no. Maybe 5%.
5% were full virtual.
Full virtual.
Okay. So you don't have any concerns. If the state comes back and says the guidelines are going to be consistent with what they were last year, come September, do you have any concerns with our ability to now bus those students who would have been virtual into school?
No.
Okay, good.
No. If we have the ability to put the students on the buses, then we should be able to put on the buses, we can get our kids here.
No, I said assuming that the guidelines are the same as they were last year, so the distancing on the buses stays the same as it was previously.
Then it really doesn't matter because we can't get all of our students to school anyway.
So then how can we pass the AB resolution without remote learning if we don't have the means to get the kids here?
That's why I have articulated in there unless it's required.
Okay. So if the busing is limited, that would be considered required.
Correct, because it's the only way we can educate our students.
Yeah, gotcha. I agree with that. I think it's atrocious.
Yeah, it's terrible. Anything else in that regard? You have anything else?
I don't think so.
Oh, good. Okay, board and staff reports. Treasurer report.
Yes, I would like to recommend that the board take action to approve the reports listed.
And do we have a motion to approve those treasurer reports?
So moved.
Mr. Barber, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Dudley. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Items requiring board action.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the minutes of the special meeting of June 21 and July 13.
Do we have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Mr. Armstrong? Or, yeah. Yes, was it? Second, Mr. LaChapelle. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Approval of CPSE minutes.
Yes, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the CSC CPSE minutes from May 11, 13, 14, June 4, 10, and 17.
Do we have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Mr. Baker and then Mr. Barber, second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Audit and Finance.
Kate has graciously provided the minutes of the June 21st Audit and Finance meeting, and I would like to recommend the board take action to approve said minutes.
Thank you, Kate. Do we have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Mr. Dudley, and second.
Second.
Mr. LaChapelle, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Appointments.
Yes, would you like to do these as a group?
Does anyone have a problem doing them as a group?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
All right, I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve Sharon Lockhart to the position of 8th grade special ed, Step 5 Masters, 3-year probationary appointment. She is previously tenured in the Albany region. I would like to recommend the board take action to appoint Mr. Eric Wilbur to the position of cleaner upon successful completion of his probationary period. That would be effective August 3rd. Kim Gagne to the position of records clerk. We'd be having her help out with records filing and data up in the elementary school throughout the course of the summer, a few hours a week. We would like to recommend John Ott to be appointed to the position of Food Service Director 1. His compensation remains the same as his current 21-22 contract that was voted on last month. He has completed all the necessary and required paperwork and time and experience for that promotion. Would like to recommend Darren Eggleston to be the coach of the summer weightlifting program. He's been working at that now for a couple of weeks. He's got a good group of kids coming in already, which is great to see. Boys and girls from all the different sports programs. Bigger, stronger, faster makes better athletes. So Darren's done a real nice job working with those kids. I'd also like to recommend the appointment of the coaches as listed for fall of 2021.
Do we have a motion to approve those appointments?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Baker. Any discussion?
I just had one comment on the, really for the board, but with regards to the teacher appointments, Patrick and Roxanne and I had a conversation this afternoon because I didn't review the agenda till late in the day. It's critical for us as a board and for a as a district that we specifically define what level these teachers are coming in on when they're hired as far as salary band, step level, and that the probationary periods are defined. So that was an oversight on this appointment. I think it just got missed on the agenda. But it's something that the board really should look at as a responsibility to confirm that. When we have a teacher appointment, you always need to know what step they're coming in on, what's the tenure area, and when's the probationary period up.
So. And I missed that as well, so second ayes, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth,
yeah,
nine
just,
ayes. I mean,
people miss things.
Yeah.
It happens.
So if
you get so used to looking at them month after month after month.
You do.
Yeah.
So
that's right. Now you said that.
That is critical.
So if you're looking at that, when you're looking at the agenda, you know, if you notice something's amiss, please get in touch with myself or Chris or Pat directly so that we can get it taken care of before we vote on it. Okay. All right. Thank you. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Resignations.
We have one resignation, Ms. Bonnie Zanker, from the position of special ed at the elementary school, effective June 30, 2021, for personal reasons.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. Armstrong, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Dudley. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Recruitment incentive.
Yes, we had discussed at our last audit and finance meeting and mentioned briefly at the last full board meeting the recruitment incentive that we were looking at. We pulled together the language where we are struggling to fill many of our civil service positions, in particular bus drivers, cleaners, cafeteria staff, etc. So we were looking at different ways to be able to incentivize current employees to be able to recommend folks to the positions and also incentivize new employees to come to and stay at Whitehall. We've been working extremely hard through contract negotiations to recruit and retain quality employees. We've enhanced the salary for our substitutes, which has helped significantly throughout the end of the school year to get substitutes here. So we're now looking at a recruitment incentive to be able to pay current staff to recommend and work to retain new staff and, again, for those new staff to come and sign on. So it is my recommendation for the board to take action to approve the recruitment incentive for current employees.
Do we have a motion to approve that incentive?
So moved.
Mr. Barber, do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Baker, any discussion?
Have you thought about logistically what that's going to look like for tracking that for employees who make referrals? And then does it show up in payroll as a bonus, or does it show up at, you know, how that might
It would show
work?
Up in payroll as an additional pay
probably
item.
1099, right?
No, nope, it would be a payroll.
Oh, it would be a payroll.
Okay.
Yeah, additional,
oh.
Sort of a
so would it be?
Additional pay item.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then tracking it, it would be basically to the letter of the resolution. So when a person makes the recommendation, when they hit the end of their probationary period, that would automatically set off the payment to the individuals, and then at the end of the year.
So it's not something that the employee making the referral will have to keep track of and reach out once?
No.
No.
We'll just need to know that that individual made the referral.
Is there going to be something formal for that process, or, you know, how is that?
Well, we will need to, as part of the application, probably include where you referred by someone.
Referral name
yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that
makes
sense. And that's a referral bonus for members of CSE, correct? Who's the referring party? Who's the eligible referring party?
It can,
the referring party is a current employee.
Yeah, a current employee, whether it's
But within the CSEA? Or
no,
all
no.
Employees?
Yeah. Any employee okay. that, you know, is able
oh,
to
no.
give us somebody.
No. I'm sorry.
Where we, I don't
is
recall.
This incentive is for CSE positions only.
Positions.
Right,
right. Positions.
Teacher,
not for
right?
referrals.
Oh,
but
teacher, okay.
Anybody
that's
can
a,
make the referral.
Right.
Yeah, we don't need referrals for teachers.
Board members, Judy's going to be handing out.
We'll double board members.
Whatever.
I'm
it works.
I'm
shopping
like,
malls
I'm
and
here
stuff.
Referring like crazy. I know crazy.
They got to be good referrals that stick with us. It's worth it.
I thought Mrs. Hollister out there was going to be the top referrer. That's, I'm laying it on you. I know. Good.
Smart.
Wait
for the approval,
right?
Yeah. Why don't you give the money to David?
All right, I'm sorry. Where did we end? Did we have a motion to approve?
Yeah, motion and a second.
And a second, okay. Any? Oh, that's right, correct. Any other discussion? Thank you, Mr. Baker. Good question. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Yes.
What?
Patrick, what would be the hourly range? What would be the least amount of money that we would offer anyone who held a position at the school? I see there's $13 here for
it's
records clerk.
Yeah, it's minimum wage. We have individuals that are at minimum wage and just above in some of the positions at this point still.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, those rates have increased for the start of this year. But yeah.
Now, what are other schools doing? Are we in line with what?
For civil service positions, unfortunately, many of these positions are low in all of the districts.
Okay.
We've actually increased ours pretty significantly over the past two contracts. We're working to continuously get those up. But unfortunately, there's been many, many, many years of contracts that there wasn't much done to these contracts, and as a result, you know, we can't make it all up at once, but we're doing it incrementally.
You're going to have to keep people. I mean, that's only going to keep people around. Yep. You've got to pay them.
Definitely. That's a good question.
Yeah, but unfortunately, these are the positions that many of the folks, they're not paid well, and we still recognize that.
Thank you.
We have made adjustments, though, going into the new school year. Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Change order.
I think we have the second sign-on bonus as well.
Oh, I'm sorry.
G.
Yes.
So I would like to recommend the board take action to approve that sign-on bonus.
Do we have a motion for the sign-on bonus?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Barber. Do we have a second?
Second,
Mr. LaChapelle. Any discussion?
To be clear, the referring party would get a bonus, and the person that signs on would get a bonus. That's the second part of what we just talked about.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, good luck with that. Change order.
Yes, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the change order that was listed in your... agenda.
Do we have a motion to approve the change order?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. LaChapelle. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Armstrong. Any discussion?
Maybe I just missed it on here, but why is it such a big difference? Is that a big difference?
It is. Unfortunately, it's a big difference. The roofing material that was quoted, they initially put in the for flat roofing, so all of the insulation that was originally ordered and quoted was flat. Lo and behold, errors were discovered that the roofing insulation needed to be pitched. Because the original drawings from the building showed that insulation material was supposed to be one solid thickness. But in application, as they started doing a tear-off in one area, they discovered that the insulation needed to taper so that the water ran off the roof. So there was an increased dollar amount for that insulation.
So is that the blueprints were wrong, or were they read wrong?
The old blueprints were incorrect. And it wasn't checked in the field, unfortunately, before it was ordered by the before the quotes went out for bid several years ago. Well, you know, unfortunately, when you're looking at, you know, multi-million-dollar projects, things get missed. There's a handful of them, and this was an expensive one. Because ultimately, we would have been paying this amount anyway.
Yeah.
But it was just money we weren't expecting to pay. We would have paid it back in the beginning or known about it earlier.
Yeah.
But the dollar amount still would have been there.
Yeah, exactly. It just
catches you. You know, it's like it was a surprise to all of us.
Seems like a lot of money to miss when you're doing millions of dollars worth of business with an organization.
Yeah. And ultimately, if you think about it, you're getting less product because it's tapered.
Yeah.
And you're paying more for it. Mm-hmm. Figure that one
out. So was all the other stuff already bought?
Yeah.
What happens to that?
That all goes back. It's a wash.
Do we get refunded at what the cost of it is now, which is
we'd be making money if that were the case.
I know.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Resolution.
Yes, we've talked about this. We're looking at a nice amount of money coming into the school district from the TDI CHPE transmission power line running from Canada down to New York City. working with the IDA and the school districts in Washington County through which this line is going to be running. We're going to be looking about $500,000 right out of the gate, up to $1.3 million at the end of the 30-year pilot for money coming into the school district. This is really a big boon for the school. We will need to make sure that down the road we are planning for when this pilot comes off. None of us will be here in 30 years. I wouldn't think, but somebody may still be here. But we will need to start laying the groundwork for some of that. There will still be a value at the end of this, so there'll still be tax monies coming in. But this is a nice benefit for each of the regional school districts as well as the towns through which this is running. There's good monies coming in to be able to support infrastructure projects.
I think that power is supposed to go to Manhattan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if any of you watch Blue Bloods, but they're always showing the aerial view at night. Mm. And I holler out, "Doesn't anybody shut the lights off?" I mean,
not in New York. No.
They
face
the bill
now.
Yeah.
So, do we have a motion to approve this resolution?
So moved.
So moved.
Mr. Armstrong, and then second by Mr. Barber. Any other discussion?
This might be a stupid question, but
no?
Because this would be an influx of money that wouldn't be coming from taxpayers or the state or anything like that, do we have to pay tax on it?
No.
And I believe we talked about this. This was not like an option. There was no options, right? I mean, it's coming. Not that it's a bad option, but I mean, just so that we're all aware.
Yeah, the IDA basically says that, if they agree with it and think it's a good idea, they just shove it down our throats and it happens. But ultimately, the way it was structured, there's going to be what's called a host benefit package. Mm-hmm. And about 50%, actually 50% of the monies that come into the school district each year through this pilot go directly into a host benefit package, which doesn't impact our tax cap and can be used for infrastructure within the school district. So work that needs to be done on or around the campus. This direct infusion of cash enables us to do that on a yearly basis.
It's good that we can maintain what we're doing now instead of, letting stuff go for years and years.
Yeah. Does it have to be kept separate?
I would recommend. Yeah. I'm going to recommend that you appropriate that amount of money to be transferred into the capital reserve, and we'll make sure the capital reserve has been approved to a high enough level that you can just put it into the capital reserve, and then when you get ready to do your next big project, you've got all that money. So that will make up the taxpayer's share, so if your next projects for the next 30 years or longer should have no cost to the taxpayer. It should be fully covered by that and the state aid you get on it.
It's great news.
So,
but I think what you're saying is that it's a recommendation, not a requirement, correct?
No, there's a requirement you use it for capital or
it has
debt
to use for capital.
Or debt reduction.
Yeah, the host benefit portion does. The other half goes into the school district general fund.
Okay. Yeah. So half of the balance each year, or half? Okay.
Yeah, each year half of it gets split.
Payment.
Yeah, I know. It's like.
Yeah. So yeah, half of it will always
pay for the electricity by the time they pay the pilot all the way to New York City, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, gives you some idea of how much power is getting generated.
Yeah. Clearly, it's worth it for them.
Well, there's a lot of NYSERDA sort of grants and programs out there too.
One of the things that
they're looking at,
I guess, they take a lot of pride in is that the General Electric plant in Hudson Falls, Fort Edward, supplied most of the equipment to Hydro-Québec. Huh. Where they've dammed up just about everything that's dammable, and that's where the power's coming from. Millions of probably $200 or $300 million of stuff that went tractor loads after tractor loads of stuff that went north.
Won't get any more from there.
No, it's flat.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Disposals.
Yes, I would like to recommend the board take action to dispose of an old sander. that simply isn't working any longer.
Do we have a motion to get rid of the snow pro?
So moved.
Mr. Second. Baker, second. Mr. Dudley, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Capital projects update.
Yep.
Items of information.
Yep, you've all received in your packets the update from Tetra Tech on the capital project. Things are moving along nicely. Very pleased. Hopefully at the August meeting we'll be able to do another tour. We'll be able to walk you through the science labs whose casework is nearly completed, as well as the locker rooms, which are coming along, thank goodness. So they're looking good. Judy's space up at the elementary school is looking great. Waiting for a couple little odds and ends to still be completed, but things are chugging along. Abatement started this week in the cafeteria and cafetorium up at the elementary school. The gym floor is out. New materials are in, acclimating to the gym. Site work is coming along great up at the elementary school, and the roof here has gotten started. So
nice.
We're in process. Things are going.
The parking lot looks huge.
Yeah.
Oh, I was
yeah.
thinking it would be really cool if we just kept it dirt for 1 year.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Especially with all this
Well, I gotta tell you, Frank, you know, we would never need to buy clay for the art rooms again. Scoop some out of the ground. Yeah, that's true.
That's all we got here is clay. Yeah.
The other thing I just want to share is that there are currently two seats available on the BOCES Board of Education. So if there is a board member from Whitehall who would like to sit on the BOCES Board of Education, please let myself and or Roxanne know. And I can notify BOCES of your interest. And if there are more than two people that are interested, there would be an election with all the 31 BOCES schools. So, but if anyone is interested, please let us know.
Let us know.
I have a question, Kate, on the capital project. So there were contingencies built into that for cost overruns. Do you remember what the allowance was for that?
For the roofing?
Well, for the projects in general.
Well, each contract has
its own
within itself. So I know the roofing one was $100,000. Some are, it depends on the amount of contract. It's usually 2 to 5%.
Do you have a feel for where we're running on contingency or cost overruns on
the allowances
portions that have been completed?
We're using quite a few of them, pretty much most of them, because there's a lot of discovered items. We've used a lot of the GC to do additional asbestos abatement. Also, the storm recovery work that we've had them do with the change orders and allowances. So we are definitely using them. Getting a lot of good work out of it. But,
yeah. We would have been in peril had we not had this project going with the allowances, with the water reclamation that needed to be done. So with that water reclamation, we've gotten a lot of the damage repaired under the project with the ability to utilize those monies. Everything is well categorized. Mm-hmm. It has to be. How the money was spent, where it was spent, where it went, and Kate's keeping good track of that from an accounting standpoint, because we've got to provide that with all of our final cost reports to the state when this is completed. Yeah, we still have a significant amount of money left.
Yes.
I think it was $1 million.
It was over $1 million.
$1.3 million, yeah. I think, left.
But we used a lot, like the allowance. One of the allowances that we used for the site work was to add water to the fields. So that was a water line to that. We're also using it to do some drainage work.
Elementary tank, fuel tank.
The elementary fuel tank, yep. So we've been very selective about how we've used them, but it's for things that are really necessary and will serve us well into the future. And there'll be money left.
Dug up. Did they ever, I mean, most pools are old. You talked about water.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine most of the lines up here were lead lines. You ever replace them? Because I remember you were talking a couple of meetings ago about being lead and stuff. And I believe they're, all our main lines were changed, but these lines here are old. I wonder if they're still lead lines. That's why they got it dug up, you know what I mean, before you...
Yeah.
The lines in front of the school?
The water lines that come in. Because back in the day when the school went, everything was lead.
Mm-hmm.
And now they don't have lead no more. I just wonder why they got it tore up, if they check it, rather than... down the road we end up tearing up again to change the lines.
Yeah, well, what we're also working on right now is having all of our lines scoped all the drainage lines, water lines, et cetera, to see if we have any issues in any of those spaces. But that's certainly something we can look into to see if the feeder lines coming from the road.
Because I believe, like you said, all the owners have changed, but this is old, so they're probably lead lines. I don't think it put. Just a thought while you got them off.
Yeah, anything on our property, I think, would be our responsibility.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So I think you're all over, whether I see it all tore up, and whether lay cement down or whatever you're going to put black out and have to tear them up again.
It's another good idea,
Yeah, but it's those type of things that we've
been. I remember when you talked about it, and I was on the village for a while, and that's what, with the water lines, they changed them. So.
Yeah, we can look into that.
We ever, that's probably my last question. I hate to even go back to this, but did we ever go any further with pursuing or getting an idea of what our options are to secure flood insurance for the school?
We do not lie in a floodplain.
Right.
So we did not pursue looking at the insurance. It wasn't actually, isn't even recommended by our insurer for whatever reason.
The insurer that wouldn't pay the bill?
Yeah,
no.
That was.
But wasn't
it even the new one, because of where we lie, it was just.
Did we get that in writing from them?
I don't think they're going to give us in writing.
From the new one?
Yeah.
I'll reach out to them.
It should have covered it.
Well, it should be, because it was water and sewer backup, which we got coverage for.
Yeah, it should have been. Yeah.
Their own engineer even stipulated that that was the case, but that'll be down the road, unfortunately. But that's certainly something we can look at with the flood coverage.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't the flood coverage a very small amount in comparison to the...
You mean the amount that they will cover?
Amount.
I was wondering about like a supplemental policy just for flood.
Yeah, you can't get flood insurance if you're not in a floodplain. New York State wants you to get flood insurance.
Oh.
Insurance company.
I think that was part of what the issue was.
Within the floodplain itself.
Okay.
I mean, we were able to get... the coverage, it's included as part of the plan, but the supplemental wasn't something.
When we had the builders,
25.
Yeah,
I think it was 25,000.
Yeah, that was small, but we also had the builder's risk, which covered
the elementary
and anything they deemed that came through the roof or was caused by a roof leak. So that will be years before that's settled, I think.
Okay.
But I'll get an answer on that flood coverage, Frank.
I was just curious.
Yeah.
I think we did look into it at some point, but
I don't know that Utica National offers flood coverage.
Yeah, I don't think you can get it.
I think that's part of it, because we're not designated a flood zone.
If it's a flood zone, then it was.
I remember having some discussion about it. But
and then because the original insurance company that we had in place at the time, their position was that it was flooding, not backup of sewer and drain, correct?
Mm-hmm. That was the overarching identification, despite what their engineer said, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If we can get some, get a quote, we can.
Yeah.
All right.
Good. Okay.
I would absolutely hate to go through that. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Every time it rains over here, I start getting anxiety.
I don't blame you. I would, too. Visitors' comments.
Okay. I have a quick question. Is there any expiration date on the funds for the TBI line?
Expiration date on the funds?
Yeah. So with town boards, I know that they have up until the end of 2024 in order to execute those funds and use them all. Otherwise, it gets returned back to the federal government.
No. The monies that come into a school for the host benefit package and the pilot are monies that come directly into the school. There's no return.
Perfect. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
That's okay. So we are going to... Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
I just want to let you know that we do have a great deal of items for our parking lot sale. It's in the preliminary stages. I'm looking at the end of August for the sale. Set up in the circle, set everything up in the circle, have them park and walk to it. So we're still, it's not going to be anything fancy. It's just like advertise, come and buy and take it and get out of here.
What kind of items do we have?
we have old cameras and tables and desks and chairs and computer equipment out of the basement, right?
An old sander.
Oh, we have the gators.
It's in great condition.
Although we're trying to
say it
works well for
the gators.
There's a lot. There's a great deal of stuff that's just been hanging around like a bad smell for many years. Our equipment room down in the basement. You know, desks are broken. Chairs are just, they can't use them anymore. The rockers and the kids fall out of them. So
do the teachers.
So and the teachers.
Once in a while.
Somebody will want them.
So just a question, what happens if we don't get rid of it?
It's going in the dumpsters.
Okay.
Yes.
You put this Snow Pro sander and salter on there, mark it as is.
I already plan on that in school.
Excellent. I'm trying to offer a suggestion, follow Mr. LaChapelle's lead.
What do you do with the money that you raise?
If I'm working it right now,
Play day fund. General fund.
All those in the general fund.
Let's not be saying anything that we know that doesn't work.
Next year, probably.
So that might be a bid item.
That's a good
idea.
Bigger items.
Yeah,
we still go Auctions International for those. But, yeah, I just wanted to let you know that is still in the works.
Good. That sounds fun. Sounds great. Big signs. We are going to go into executive session, and no action will be taken after, so you're free to leave if you would like to. I do need a motion to move into executive session for the medical, financial, credit, or employment history of a particular person or corporation, or matters leading to an appointment, employment, promotion, demotion, discipline, suspension, dismissal, or removal of a particular person or corporation.
So moved.
Mr. Armstrong, do I have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Dudley. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
See you next one, guys.
Thank you.
I want to get it right.
Yeah.